Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Grandparent Curses, Pickleball, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up in just a minute.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here once again with another made-for-TV amazing offer exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. Now that Mother's Day is here, don't you want to do something for the most important woman in your life besides just a card and flowers? Well, now you can, thanks to this amazing industry's new product. It's not a gift for her, but it's a gift for you. It's the Billy Mazing Mom Pod. Yes, the Mom Pod is lightweight and portable like your iPod, but it's far more than a simple entertainment device. The Mom Pod could save your life, or at least keep you from getting an eye poked out. Just listen.
Don't run with scissors. Don't talk with your mouth full. Never sit on the toilet during a thunderstorm. Put that down. You don't know where it's been.
I don't care if Jesus Christ himself is tap dancing on TV. Turn it off and go to bed.
And with 120 gigabytes of storage, you can download all of your favorites. And since it's small enough to slip into your shirt pocket, you can take your Billy Mazing Mom Pod anywhere. Each Mom Pod comes equipped with a long-lasting battery, touch-sensitive wheel, and streamlined earbuds, so you never have to worry about that voice not being in your head.
Remember, don't lean back in movie theater seats or you'll get ringworm. Put your sweater on. I'm cold.
No dessert until you eat all your vegetables.
Oh, you're the reason mommy drinks.
So what are you waiting for? Order your Billy Mazing Mom Pod today.
Only $179.95, payable in easy $49.95 monthly installments per year.
And if you act now, we'll include the amazing new eye hammer. Never be troubled by a stray eyelash or speck of dust getting in your eye and causing irritation again. There's no wiping or washing with the eye hammer. Just hit it and forget it.
Oh, dude, what's the matter?
I don't know. There's something in my eye.
Hang on. Hold still. Here, I got it.
Ow!
Ow! Yeah. Yeah, how's that?
That's better.
Hey, thanks. Don't thank me.
I'm Billy Mazing.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming up, we have asked you to send us... This was a bad idea. Asking you to send us your parents' favorite curse words.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really discuss them.
It's amazing. No. It's amazing how many of these are classics. And I can't read this one, but thank you, Carlo, for taking the time to send it.
What else should we have people send us we can't read?
Right. Scott, thank you for sending this one.
Apparently, my dad wasn't the only one who did the... S word when he sneezed. We have another.
Oh, that's funny. Blake sent. I bet he loved making you giggle when you would.
Here's one. This is unusual. Thank you, Tom in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
He would say driving a nail, his dad would say if something went wrong in the nail bed or whatever. That one's being a real bitch kitty. I have never heard
Nor
that.
Nor have I.
That brings me to this. This is Mike G. from Kentucky. My son and daughter fight, and my daughter likes to call her brother a bitch licker.
Whoa.
My wife and I have no clue where she came up with this, but it's become all of our favorites in our house.
Yeah. It's one of those words that sounds way dirtier than it actually is.
When a kid is like 12 and they don't know exactly how to cuss yet.
Oh, it's the best.
And they start freestyling, they come up with some very fun combinations.
Now, here's one. This is this lady's grandmother. She would say, How do I get this on the air here?
I don't know.
Commonly used slang term for the female bosom.
Okay.
Starts with a T.
Yeah, yeah.
Grandmother would say, when she would get confused, would say, "Oh, sugar." Now, I know that's the name of a city, actually. Sure.
Call me but, sugar.
Now return to Chick McGee, already in progress.
Former NFL quarterback Drew Brees has purchased a stake in a Major League Pickleball team.
They call him the Brees.
That's right, MLP.
Whoa.
Major League Pickleball. Brees' stake in the Mad Drops Pickleball Club means he joins an ownership group that includes Los Angeles Lakers co-owner Jim Buss.
Shouldn't the headline just be Drew Brees hates money?
The retired NFL star and former football broadcaster said, oh, yeah, he was let go from the NBC Sunday Night Football.
Oh.
He will not be on the broadcast anymore. He says, I'm stoked to be the newest team co-owner for Mad Drops Pickleball Club in Major League Pickleball. Our 12-team co-ed league represents an incredibly competitive an exciting brand of pickleball. Pickleball, of course, a mix between tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Players use a paddle to hit a plastic ball over a net.
Sweeping the nation, kids.
Onto a court.
It is. It's getting very popular.
Very popular.
Retirement homes all over the
year. No, you don't even have to be retired.
No, my friend Greg Warren and his buddies
play all the time. Yeah.
I think giving it the name Mad Drops. The Mad Drops Pickleball League makes it sound a little more badass.
Well, pickleball in itself is a bad name. Why didn't they come up with something a little hipper than that?
It's the only sport you can eat a pickle and play at the same time.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Okay.
That's how they got the name.
Name's kosher with me.
That's how. That's how. Because, and bowling was also almost called smoking.
I wonder if he'll maybe get the announcing gig for that. Why was he dropped from the football broadcast?
I don't know.
I thought he was pretty good.
Well, you were wrong.
Okay, sorry.
He would fart a lot in the booth.
Apparently
he was farting way too much.
Stinky Breeze.
Yeah, man, we can't work.
Here comes another Stinky Breeze. Well,
that's what they would say, and he'd laugh.
This is a world record, and these are the first three words out of my mouth. Are you ready?
Yes.
A guinea pig.
Okay. Why don't you get yourself... Never mind. We'll save that joke for off the
Here's $50.
Yeah, that is an unfortunate name, I think.
A guinea pig from North Carolina has earned the Guinness World Record for the most... most tricks performed by a guinea pig in 1 minute.
Is it one?
I was going to say.
No, it's not. And I thought this sounded really stupid until I watched the video.
Of course.
Coco, a male Abyssinia guinea pig, set the record with a total of 16 tricks. His owner, Gwen Ford, said that since achieving this Guinness World Records title, Coco is essentially retired.
Look at Coco giving T-Bone the business.
What kind of tricks does a guinea pig do?
Oh, here she is circling a cardboard roll.
Yep. She said now that...
Then here she is fetching, and this is kind of funny.
Oh, those kind of
no
tricks.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was a whore.
Here she is fetching a little toy, and then she brings it back.
Where do you want me to crawl up?
Yeah, it's really, really silly stuff. Opening the door to a little
his
cage.
His owner has said now that he's older, he's calmed down and prefers to be just a guinea pig, which is eating, sleeping, pooping, repeating.
I see. Okay.
Wasn't it a guinea pig who had the most slam dunks or something like that?
Yeah, I think that might be the same one. This is a sport for folks who prefer to stay single.
They're not hurting anybody. Let them do their thing.
You want to? Okay, you go out on a date. You go back to her place. Would you like to see my guinea pig?
Well, I was hoping for your beaver.
It's a little odd. It's not for me, but it's not hurting anybody. They're in their house. They're being fun. They're having fun with their little tiny guinea pig.
It's hurting the guinea pig. You should see what he does when the guy doesn't. When the guinea pig doesn't get the tricks right.
Oh no! Ooh.
Taser.
No. Is it a tiny little taser?
No.
How long do guinea pigs live?
5 to 6 years.
Oh really?
Huh?
You knew that too fast.
No, I read because it was in the article.
Oh okay. So how old's Coco?
I was gonna say.
Yeah, Coco's retired. Because
we have some audio from Coco.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute little fellow, though.
Doesn't seem very long at all.
No, it doesn't.
6 years. Wow.
It's long enough to get attached to something and then be really sad about it.
Right.
Yeah, get a dog. It's a real pet.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get ready for The Rush with Max Crosby.
It's time.
Don't miss the behind-the-scenes moments everyone's talking about.
Regardless of what they say, I'll take the fine. I don't care.
All-pro defensive end Max Crosby takes you beyond the field with exclusive insights.
I can say this because I've played them.
This is The Rush.
You guys already know what time it is.
It was fire. And we'll be right back on the pod, and we'll be talking about it next week.
The Rush with Max Crosby. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Parents' curse words.
Okay, what do you got over there?
Ben writes, my father's go-to is son of a motherless goat.
I love that one.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, and Three Amigos, I think, is the first time I heard that.
Oh, wow. Hmm. My dad's grandpa, Bill, would get upset and say, well, wouldn't that frost your balls?
That's very good.
Thank you, Cynthia. I have never heard that's
I've
a
never
great
heard that one.
One.
Frosty balls.
Wouldn't that frost your balls?
Man,
that's just beautiful. Eric writes, "You rat fink son of a bitch."
That's good too.
Mm-hmm. That seems more of the classic mold.
Wasn't that another hit from what's his face? Rat fink, doo-doo-doo-doo. Wasn't it?
Rat fink.
And the Sherman, the guy
was
you
that
like,
Alan Sherman.
No.
I just remember rat hating fink. That song. wow. Yeah. A lot of these have the F word in them, and really can't.
That's because it's the number one curse word.
Yeah,
I would think.
But they're variations, and
for the 1,000,000th consecutive week, it's F word.
Oh yeah, it's been top of the charts.
Number one.
Heck yeah.
I've got to remember.
In all countries, everyone knows that word.
Wouldn't that frost your balls? That is a nice one to have. Is that sports?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, Chick, you know what's going on.
Good old Frosty Balls. There you go. Whatever you do, always be a good sport. What's going on, Chrissy?
The Ernest Hemingway look-alike contest is underway in Key West, Florida this weekend.
That. Yeah.
135. And I don't like the way the Associated Press wrote this, and right. I even said on the 24/7.
That's exactly right. Listen to how they describe Ernest
Hemingway.
This year's
event attracted 135 portly bearded men.
I think that's fair.
That's
no,
kind.
It's not. Chick is not portly.
I'm not portly.
Well, he's a bit of a fat ass, but he's not portly.
Well, what's the most delicate way to say that?
Chubby?
Thick?
Chick is not any of those things, and he looks more like Ernest Hemingway than
not,
any of these
I'm not
guys.
Suggesting this that I'm talking about Chick. I'm just saying, if you have a man who is heavier, what is the polite
way? Why couldn't they just say 135 bearded men?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they have to even bring in the word portly?
Because you don't want some, you know, Black Crowes lead singer guy up there.
Well, that guy looks like if Don Knotts had a Hemingway beard.
Yeah. The victor will be chosen tomorrow night.
No, but back to my question, Josh. You're the wordsmith in the room.
I'm also the fatty. I know what you're doing.
No, I am not. Would you prefer to be described as corpulent comedian?
No.
Portly?
Why not just comedian? Josh Arnold.
You don't need the adjective.
Again, I'm trying to help the Associated Press here. They're the ones that put
I think portly's fine.
You
I
do?
Mean, just because it's also like of the Hemingway time.
Yeah, it's a dated reference.
Yeah.
It's also, but one time my uncle, this is real, he goes, you're not fat, you're portly, and that felt meaner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it sounds meaner.
I don't mean to name drop here, but I was, Amy Schumer one time goes, you know, you're not really fat. You're kind of, you got kind of a Kevin Smith thing going. I go, you mean fat? I know he's thin now because he had a heart attack.
He's a stick.
Yeah.
Now.
Yesterday marked the 123rd anniversary of Hemingway's birth.
Wow.
He'd
be really old.
I just was reading about Lizzo.
Yes,
naturally.
And she was terrific. If you saw that Saturday Night Live rerun, one of the best hosts I've ever seen in that show. Anyway, but they described her as thick.
Yeah, for women.
In a complimentary way.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
earlier this week, I was reading about Lizzo's eating habits. And
boy, that was a long article, huh?
This man, you guys.
She's vegan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, bread.
Well, I mean,
Candy.
Are you having fun over there?
You okay over there, bitch kitty?
That's a lot of vegetables.
Well, doesn't that frost your balls? yeah, I don't know if there's a polite way to say it. Corpulent sounds...
fatter.
It does?
Corpulent sounds fatter.
I'm corpulent. You know what I mean? It's almost onomatopoeia.
Yeah, like you're dead. Like a corpse.
What about big? He's a big man. He's a big guy. A lot of guys that work at gas stations call me big man when I walk in there. Hey, big man.
Hey, big man.
Mm-hmm. Do they really?
Yeah, I think if you're over like 200 pounds and you're a dude, you're getting big man when you walk into police.
That's interesting.
That's way better than when they're being ironic. They're like, hey, Slim. Like, yeah, what a you jerk.
I'm going to get my Pepsi elsewhere.
My buddy he lived in Chicago for a while. I think you lived there for a little bit, Willie, right?
I don't even know anymore.
He's real thin. He's real thin, and he said he was crossing the street, and this homeless guy kept coming up to him and going, hey, big man. Hey, big man, you got any money? Big man.
Hey,
goes, don't
man.
Do that. He goes, I don't call you homeowner.
This is from Ellen. She's a nurse. We had a patient who, elderly man, anytime we did anything to slightly cause him any discomfort at all, he would yell, God bless America, in a very angry tone.
Oh,
here's the same thing. This must be that era.
He's passed away.
Why did you have to say
that? I don't think that was in there.
Dick Pickle. Chill. God, it's unbelievable. Scott writes, my grandfather was a badass World War II veteran. He never cursed. However, when he'd get really angry, he'd go, well, good night.
Oh.
That's the same idea.
This is from Karen in Ohio. My dad's favorite cuss word, Judas Priest. And my Catholic mother would always scold and correct him with, Clifford, Judas was never a priest.
Yeah. I would have loved that back and forth every time.
That's what moms do.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Jiminy Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a darn it all to heck. Love that.
I got fudgesicle over here.
No, fudgesicle, I say that.
Mary writes, my uncle would go, Shucky Dern. That sounds like a TV detective. Tonight, a special episode of Shucky Dern.
What am I remembering? Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Ducky, quack, quack.
Shucky Ducky, quack, quack.
There was a comedian.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.